Hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week I am talking about CeeLo Green. So here we go. CeeLo Green was born on May the 30th, 1975 in Altoona, Georgina. Both his parents were firefighters, but CeeLo Green's father sadly passed away when Green was just 2 years old. He attended Riverside Military Academy in Gainesville, Georgina. Along with Big Grip, Timo and Cujo, Green was the original member of the Alto hip-hop group Goody Mob. He was the youngest of the four. The Goody Mob was a part of the Atlanta rap and collective The Dungeon Fang, which also included Outkast. Georgie Mob released on their debut album Soul Food in 1995. The album received much critical praise as the pioneering record was emerging for Southern rap scene. It featured in a distinctive Southern sound by the production team Organized Noise. During this time, Green also contributed backing vocals for TLC's hit song 1995 song Waterfalls. The group's second album Still Standing came out in 1998 and also received much critical praise, and its commercial performance was slightly lower than the group's previous effort. However, Green took more creative control when the group's next album World Party, which was released in 1999. CeeLo was one of the 10 musicians that contributed in the 1999 Stoughton album Supernatural. Lauryn Hill wrote Do You Like the Way, and she and Green both provided lead vocals. Green's Arista career was short-lived, and it was dropped after two albums due to low record sales. His first album, CeeLo Green and His Perfect Imperfections, was much then a vein of Dungeon Family releases, with Southern Soul, Funk and Jazz backing produced by Green and featuring appearances by the fellow Dungeon Family members Big Grip and Backbone. His second Arista album, CeeLo Green is Soul Machine, brought branched out a sound and more deeply explored Southern rap music. This is evidence to collaborations with more deeply explored Southern rap music, and is evidence to collaborations to its biggest of musicians of all time, including Lagros, T.I. and Pharrell Williams. Along with DJ Danger Mouse, Green formed as a duo Gnarls Barkley. Green first met Danger Mouse in a University of the Georgina event. On the 14th of August 2010, Green released a single, Forget You, on YouTube ahead its planned solo album release. Due to its political leak in April 13th, Forget You was an instant viral smash hit, registering over 2 million plays less than a week. At the 2011 Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, CeeLo Green had set off cut while performing and left for the stage. On August 14th, 2011, Green appeared at the WWE SummerSlam and performing Forget You. And the event's theme, Bright Lights, Bigger City. Also, he performed at the 2011 Billboard Music Awards, and Green re-released Bigger City and released the album of The Lady Killer, the Platinum Edition, of November 28th, 2011. In January 2015, Green released a single mixtape of music derived of the variety of TV show theme songs titled TV on the Radio. His next album, Heart Blanche, was released on November 6th, 2015, the lead single Robin Williams, named after dedicating the actor the same name. And it was released on July 17th, 2015. The artist attended the 59th Grammy Awards in character as Niles Davidson, in which he dressed in all gold to complete the face mask. A few days later, he released another song video titled Jay-Z's Girl. The song is a reworking Ring Spilled Jesse's Girl, and the lyrics changed about his admiration of Jay-Z's wife, Beyoncé. On July 14, 2017, Green performed at the opening ceremony of the 2017 World Aquatics Championships in Budapest. Green headlined at the For You Fest at the Foxwood Resort Casino in July of 12, 2025, performing alongside TikTok influencers such as Sasquatch, The Bonston, Daddy Boys, and Kyla Murphy. So now you know about CeeLo Green, and like I said, he's an awesome singer. Obviously, the ones I know the most is Forget You and Bright Lights, Bigger City. They're his classic ones for me, as I grew up with those songs. Yeah, I can't wait to see what else he's going to get up to in the future. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care, and bye for now.